This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Proverbs 5 through 9. What's happening? Solomon is in the middle of 10 lectures to his son. The first 5 lectures encourage Solomon's son to choose wisdom and to avoid evil. Solomon's last 5 lectures personify that struggle as a choice between joining himself to Lady Wisdom or having an affair with Madam Folly. On one level, it's a simple lesson about the dangers of adultery. Sleeping with another man's wife is a decision you will pay for the rest of your life. Solomon compares it to carrying fire under your clothes or walking on coals. He warns you, you can't help but get burned. Entering into an affair is like an animal walking into a trap. Madam Folly's bait is passion, secrecy, and the promise of no consequences. If the son sees only the bait, the hook will never let him escape. His slaughter will come. But if Solomon's son wants to avoid destruction, he must choose Lady Wisdom as the only object of his affection. He must write her words on his heart, and perhaps even more intimately, he needs to call Wisdom his sister. If he joins himself to Lady Wisdom, he avoids slaughter and gains her as his adversary as he rules nations, gains wealth, and lives a long life. On another level, these passages are not about the pursuit or avoidance of sex, but about the pursuit of wisdom itself. Solomon asks his son to imagine that he's standing at a fork in the road. At the crossroads, 2 women are calling for him. In many ways, they seem similar. Both have made sacrifices. Both offer wine and food, and both offer rewards for turning into their home. One woman tells him to trust God, and the other tells him, like the serpent, to trust his desires. Solomon encourages his son to choose the wisdom that was with God when he formed the world, and he's warning his son to reject the wisdom that brought death and evil into God's world. Where is the gospel? Solomon compares his lectures to God's law. He tells his son if he writes them on the tablet of his heart, and they are the apple of his eye, he will be protected from the seduction of evil and will experience the blessing of God. From history, we know that Solomon's sons did not follow his father's instruction. Israel's hearts, hardened to wisdom, were seduced to idolatry, adultery, and eventually exile at Babylon's hands. During that exile, the prophet Ezekiel uses the language of Proverbs, saying God will give Israel a new spirit, remove their hearts of stone, and give them hearts that will listen to God's wisdom. Ezekiel promises that Solomon's hopes will one day come true. And they do, in Jesus. Jesus fills us with his spirit and writes his laws on our hearts. This is good news because we are faced with the same choice Solomon's son was warned about. We're pulled in one direction by our desires, and in another direction by God's word. It's only Jesus' spirit of wisdom written on our hearts that can do battle with Satan's temptations and the madam's folly. If you are tired of losing that battle between God's word and your desires, be encouraged. By Jesus' power, you can walk by the Spirit and say no to the desires of your body. By Jesus' power, Lady Wisdom becomes your sister. His wisdom will lead and guide you into eternal life with him. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who writes wisdom on our hearts. And may you see Jesus as the wisdom of Solomon by whom we say no to temptation and say yes to God's life.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.